welcome you to game two of Wetumpka and Park Crossing. As we are set for first pitch that just came in a moment ago, the Thunderbirds up to bat to start off game two of this doubleheader. Coming in just before the first pitch here because we were due for a 4:30 p.m. start. We are starting instead at 3:57 after a short first game. Pitch came in a moment ago to send the count 1-2. I'm Gavin Baxley here at Bazemore Field after the Indians got the win 15-2 earlier. 1-2 count, wave and a miss for Alex Johnson. The first batter up for Park Crossing is cut down by Spencer Johnson, the man on the mound for the Indians. I'll give you the rest of the lineup here in just a moment. Jalen Sankey, the catcher, bats second for the Thunderbirds with one out, nobody on. Pitch hits him in the back shoulder there, and Sankey will head to first. Quickly to go over our lineup here for Wetumpka. On the mound right now is Spencer Johnson, is Logan Fawcett, the catcher. First base is Asher Nobles with the second baseman in Peyton Dickey. Third base is Connor Jacks, shortstop Miller Lombardi. Aiden Peek in left field, Bobo Browning center, and Kyle Richardson still in right field like he was in the first game. Showing bunt here, pulling back on the first pitch. They'll try a pickoff for first, will not get him. Andrew Lewis was showing that bunt and pulled away from it. Park Crossing with a runner on, taking off for second now on a bunt attempt that short hops. They make the throw to first, but a man gets to second in time in Sankey. Lewis with a sack bunt there to advance the runner to second base, though. And Park Crossing with a man in scoring position here, but already two outs.
Second baseman number 14, Tristan Herndon.
Batting order for Park Crossing. We've already seen Alex Johnson, Jalen Sankey, and Andrew Lewis. This is Tristan Herrington, the second baseman, with Nick Herrington behind him. Pitch there is in the dirt and away. Caleb Perriman bats behind the Herrington brothers with Amir Pickett in the seven hole. Cameron Glider bats eighth, and Bray McGuire rounds out the order. Our starting lineup brought to you by First Community Bank. 1-0 count. Cut on. This time a chopper that goes foul. It's a beautiful day at Bazemore Field. We've already been through one game. If you're just joining us, that was a 2 p.m. first pitch. Wetumpka got a 15-2 win despite only six total hits. They'll try a pickoff at second. Won't get him. Spencer Johnson with a heads-up play to spin around there and almost record the out. Our game time temperature is 78 degrees. We've gone up by one since the first game. The 1-1 taken for a strike. Winds of 7 miles an hour with gusts of 11 heading towards right field. Oh. 1-2 count. Wave and a miss. Struck out. That's number two from Spencer Johnson making his pitching debut. Park Crossing gets a man on, comes up empty though. Still scoreless. Indians coming up to bat when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Our first and second innings are brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. As we enter the bottom of the first, we are still scoreless. Park Crossing was able to get a man on off of the hit batter in Jalen Sankey, but could not do anything with him. Thanks to Spencer Johnson pitching two strikeouts against Alex Johnson and Tristan Harrington. Park Crossing now waiting on the first batter of the afternoon for Wetumpka, or first batter of the afternoon for this inning, that is, or this ball game. It'll be Aiden Peek when he comes up. I'll give you the full lineup in just a moment. Peek getting ready to come up. Our starting lineups again are brought to you by First Community Bank. And it's Aiden Peek leading off with Connor Jacks behind him. Kyle Richardson bats third. Logan Fawcett will clean up with Miller Lombardi. Then Peyton Dickey at the sixth slot. Asher Nobles behind him. The DH today is Thomas Zinkson, and Bobo Browning rounds out the order for the Indians. I'll give you the Park Crossing field momentarily. Spencer Johnson is the pitcher for Wetumpka. We saw him just moments ago with the two strikeouts. For the Thunderbirds, Cameron Glider is on the bump in game two. Jalen Sankey is the catcher. The first baseman, Andre Lewis. Tristan Harrington is at second, with Nick Harrington at third. Caleb Perryman is the shortstop. It's Amir Pickett in left. Alex Johnson, center field, and Bray McGuire will stand in right, as they allow Park Crossing a moment to get everybody warmed up here. And they have already made a change on the mound for Park Crossing. I'm not sure if that even qualifies as a call to the bullpen, but a change in the lineup nonetheless. It was supposed to be Cameron Glider, and instead, Nick Harrington, who was set to play third base, will be pitching instead. That puts Caleb Perryman to third. And I believe that changes Glider to move elsewhere. Trying to see where we have realigned everything as we get a complete lineup change before we even see our first pitch. Not something that you would see every day, I'll tell you that much. Nick Harrington will get warmed up. Park Crossing went through a multitude of pitchers in the last game. They had three come up. Caleb Perryman, Alex Johnson, and Andrew Lewis all saw time on the hill and struggled wildly against Wetumpka. Aiden Peek is getting ready to step into the box here. and I will fill you in on our new defensive lineup for Park Crossing momentarily. First pitch is outside of the zone, just a bit upstairs here in the bottom of the first, still scoreless, with Peak up to bat. This pitch is swung at. It was low, and so it flies high to right field and is caught there in right for the first out. That was Bray McGuire, who was supposed to be the right fielder, and he continues to stay there. Connor Jacks coming up now. First pitch to Jacks. He shows bunt. He does so. It rolls to the mound. They will make the throw in time. Two down for the Indians now. All right, we've got it. We'll go back through the starting lineup for Park Crossing here after this pitch for Kyle Richardson, who steps in the box after the quick first couple of outs. Richardson swings at the first pitch, foul. All right, on the mound now for Wetumpka is Nick Harrington after a change before we ever saw a pitch from the intended starter in Cameron Glider. The catcher is Jalen Sankey. First baseman Andrew Lewis. A one count. Tipped back foul. With Lewis at first, it's Tristan Harrington, the second baseman. Nick Harrington is moving to the pitching position, and therefore our third baseman has changed as well. That's Caleb Perryman, who stands at third. Our shortstop is Alex Johnson, as this pitch is tipped and, swung at and missed out of the glove. They'll make the throw. I'll give you the rest of the starting lineup when we get back. Park Crossing makes a ton of changes, and it pays off. They don't allow the Indians to do any damage in the first. Still scoreless here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For fresh, flavorful seafood, come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Back now for the top of the second inning. Indians in the field here with the pitcher Spencer Johnson, who just fired in a strike. We are still scoreless entering the top of the second. Up to bat is Nick Harrington, the apparent pitcher today for Park Crossing. He waves and misses at the second pitch. 0-2 the count for Nick Harrington. pitch cut on and missed. Three pitches, three swings, three misses. Harrington goes down. Spencer Johnson with three strikeouts already.
Shortstop number 15, Caleb Perryman.
Caleb Perryman will come into the ball game. Perryman was originally the shortstop. He's now the third baseman for Park Crossing. Pitch to him is tipped back foul. Caught the umpire in the face mask there. Seems to be okay.
Were you holding your breath, Mr. Marty?
The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Spencer Johnson on the mound. A bit of a different approach for him as he gets the man to swing here. It'll pop up towards first. Asher Noble's there to make the grab for out number two.
Left fielder number 28, Amir Pickett.
Johnson has not pitched at all this season for Wetumpka. He has only played in three total games. This is his fourth as the pitch comes in for a strike there against Amir Pickett with two down, nobody on, and a scoreless top of the second. Pitch cut on and missed. Park Crossing has been aggressively swinging so far. They cannot find contact here. 0-2. Waved at. It will pop up in foul territory. Fawcett chasing it. So was the third baseman, but he couldn't hold on to it there. Tough break for Connor Jacks, who overran it just a little bit. Had to race back for it, or reach back for it, and it fell right through the glove. Goes down as a foul ball. It will keep things alive for the moment for Ramir Pickett with the 0-2. Takes and regrets it. He struck out looking. That's number four now for Spencer Johnson. We're midway through the second. Still scoreless on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Our second inning is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. We are still scoreless here between the Indians and the Thunderbirds as Wetumpka will come up to bat in just a moment. It'll be Logan Fawcett who is due up with Lombardi and Dickey behind him. Still on the mound is Nick Harrington for Park Crossing.
Leading off for the Indians, catcher number 12, Logan Fawcett.
Fawcett got the start in the previous game. He was batting fourth in that. He's been a leadoff hitter for the last couple of games, and then earlier today saw the change with Miller Lombardi back. That kind of shifted things order-wise in the first game, and now Aiden Peek is that leadoff batter today. Pitch inside. The 1-0. Swung at and missed.
Yeah.
Fawcett with a 1-1 count. Nobody on. Again, we are scoreless in the bottom of the second. He will take on an outside pitch.
Okay. Thank you.
2-1. Outside again. Fawcett with a hitter's count now, 3-1. Indians were not able to get anyone on base in the first inning. Fly out, ground out, and a strikeout. Fawcett looking to be credited with the first blow here. The 3-1 swung at, fouling back. So a full count now for Fawcett as Nick Harrington looks for his second strikeout. Already a more impressive showing on the mound for Nick Harrington than what we saw from the first two pitchers in the opening game. We did see Andrew Lewis come in for Park Crossing and record a few strikeouts there at the end of the ball game. Try the payoff again. This one is swung at, a high fly ball to left center. It's the center fielder who gets to it with Cameron Glider. And that is the first out here of the second. All right. We've got our starting lineup for Park Crossing now as we figured out the alignment issues. Nick Harrington on the mound. He's pitching to Jalen Sankey. At first is Andrew Lewis. Second, Tristan Harrington. Caleb Perriman is the third baseman with Alex Johnson at shortstop. It's Amir Pickett at left, Cameron Glider at center, and Bray McGuire, the right fielder. Glider's the one who just caught that out a moment ago. First pitch here is outside to Miller Lombardi. I mentioned earlier in the first game that Lombardi had been out for the last couple. He missed both the PCA and Pike Road games. Got the start in the game earlier today. The 1-0 now is swung at and laced towards right field. It'll get through for a base hit from Miller Lombardi. Big time hit from Lombardi there. That's his first base hit since coming back. He was walked twice in the same inning. That was the first in the opening game. Indians with a runner at first now with one out in this scoreless ball game. Peyton Dickey up to bat. The right-handed batter awaits the pitch. Harrington with the nod. Ready for it. He'll try a pickoff. Won't get Lombardi. Dickey steps back in, waiting on the first pitch to come his way. Harrington, ready. Time is called.
Oh, somebody, you're a little red.
I'll tell you that Nick Harrington is taking plenty of time on the mound here. He's continuously nodding. You may be able to see that. He's nodding at his catcher almost as if he's scrolling through options. He finally fires off a pitch. It is golfed to center field. Caught by Glider, and Lombardi didn't tag up. He gets back in time, though. Well, whatever Harrington was scrolling for there through his pitching options, he found what he wanted as he records the line out there. Asher Noble's coming up now with two outs and the runner at first. Harrington with the pitch outside. One-oh count. Harrington deals, and it is chopped foul. Briefly mentioned the records of these teams earlier. Wetumpka at 9-2 now, while Park Crossing is 2-12. That includes the game earlier this afternoon. 1-1 count. Again, Harrington patiently waiting at the mound. He'll try another pickoff and will not get him there. Lombardi still at first. Indians lost to PCA on Monday. They now hold a two-game winning streak thanks to Pike Road on Thursday, where they won 4-3, and then the 15-2 ball game earlier today. The 1-1 misses the zone. Lombardi's sliding in for second. He'll get there. Lombardi advances, puts an Indian in scoring position for the first time in this ball game. Another stolen base now credited to Lombardi's name as well. 2-1 count with two outs. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. Pitch to Nobles. Swung at and missed. Count goes even at two each. Park Crossing, on the other hand, has not had things go their way. They're 2-12. Right now, they just lost to Wetumpka earlier. That is the fourth consecutive loss for the Thunderbirds. The 2-2. Wave and a miss. And a strikeout from Nobles. It strands the runner at second after the Lombardi base hit. We're two innings through, and we are still scoreless here at Bazemore Field on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't involve or require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org.
Number 25, Camden.
We are still scoreless in the top of the third inning now. Park Crossing up to bat. They will swing at the first pitch and foul one off. This is Cameron Glider in the eighth slot with Bray McGuire on deck and Alex Johnson due up behind him. If you want any comparison between this game to the first, as this pitch goes outside to make it 1-1, the first game began at 2:01, and the first inning of that game finished at 2:48, a 47-minute, almost 48-minute inning, as the pitch comes in and is swung on and missed there, 1-2. And in comparison, this game began at 3:57. It is now 4:27, pitch outside there. So a 30-minute ball game so far. We are in the top of the third. Much quicker pace here in game two. Pitch this time swung on, fouled. And what's funny about that is, despite the two-inning difference and getting the 3 innings in 20 minutes less time than the first inning completed, as this pitch finds the zone for a strike, they say, Cameron Glider is struck out. He will sit down. That is number 5 now for Spencer Johnson.
Number 4, Brady McGuire.
Over that time, Wetumpka in that first inning, they had one hit. Beg your pardon. They had no hits in that first inning. They had one double. Oh, yes, they did have. They had the one hit in the first. It was a double from Aiden Peek. He did score. That was the one hit that was recorded in that first inning. We have one hit recorded here through the first three as well. So very different ball games, as it's an 0-2 count right now for Bray McGuire at the bottom of the order for Park Crossing. 0-2 is called for a strike. Delayed call by our home plate umpire, but I believe it was the right call there. And it's back-to-back strikeouts recorded by Spencer Johnson. Pardon, 3 in a row if you go back to the second. We've gone through 9 batters so far. 6 of them have been struck out. We're at the top of the order again with Alex Johnson, who takes swings and misses for a strike there. 2 outs in the top of the third. Nobody on. Scoreless. 0-1 pitch is fouled. Again, Johnson has not played as a pitcher this season for Wetumpka. The 0-2. Downstairs. Earlier we saw Colton Ashmore get a start and earning a win in the process of that. The 1-2. Finding the zone. How about another strikeout? That is number 7 for Spencer Johnson. I think he's found a position that he likes a good bit there. 7 strikeouts for Johnson. We're still scoreless. Midway through the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. In our Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, I'm Gavin Baxley. We are in the bottom of the third and are scoreless with goose eggs on both ends for Wetumpka and Park Crossing. The first pitch of the frame is about every direction out of the zone as you could possibly ask for. It was high. It was behind the back there of the man up to bat for the Indians in Thomas Zingson, and it's a 1-0 count. Zingson getting the start in this ball game. He came in as a pinch hitter earlier The 1-0. Swung at, popped up. It's foul territory. Catcher racing for it and misjudged it there. Ran a little bit past it. Zingson stays alive off the foul ball. Zingson with five total at-bats this season. He's got two hits. Both were singles. Three RBIs to his name, though. The 1-1. A strike. A 1-2 count for Zingson. He takes inside. Nick Harrington has been dealing pretty well so far for Park Crossing. He's got his one strikeout. He's only given up the one hit so far. 2-2 inside, almost at the head of Zingson. It's a full count. And a payoff pitch coming now. Zingson swings, shallow left, dropped. It was out of the glove of Alex Johnson, the shortstop, and that's going to allow a man to get on in Thomas Zingson. They will rule that as an error, and that is correct. Against Alex Johnson, a fielding error going against him. Wetumpka now with a man at first. Up to bat is Bobo Browning. Pitch taken outside. Park Crossing gets dealt an error off of that. It's their first of this ball game. And believe it or not, despite 15 runs given up and only six hits, Park Crossing did not have an error in the first game today. Just a whole lot of walks and hit batters. It's a 2-0 count after the ball a moment ago for Browning. This pitch manages to fall into the zone there. It had a pretty nice break on it there. Wetumpka scored 13 runs in the first inning of the game earlier, then one in the third, one in the fourth. It was a run rule victory for the Indians. 2-1. Cut on and missed. Browning at the ready for the 2-2. Waves at a high pitch there, is struck out, slams the bat against the dirt in frustration. I think he knew that he shouldn't swing at that as it was well high, and regrets the decision instantly. That is number two now for Nick Harrington. It's his second strikeout as he has pitched his way through the first two and a third so far. Aiden Peek at the top of the order here. One out, runner at first still. As he manages to get back, that is Thomas Zingson, remember, getting on off of that error. Aiden Peek flew out in the first inning. He did start in the game earlier, had the RBI double. He's had at least one multi-base hit in each of the last two games. This pitch out of the glove. A wild pitch will easily allow Zingson to advance to second. Yeah. Peak was 0-3 against PCA, and since then has managed to right the ship a little bit with the RBI double earlier today, the home run on Thursday. One oh count now. Zingson stands at second. Time is called. Again, Nick Harrington, no urgency on the mound. He has almost kind of just waited out the batters that he's facing. It's kind of a mental game, it feels like, as he stares back at second. Now he'll fire a pitch directly above the head of the batter in Peak. Peak now with a 2-0 count. Pitch downstairs. It goes 3-0. This was a big problem for Park Crossing in the first game, was the walks. That was what really broke the back of Park Crossing throughout. They gave up 11 walks in the first inning. Ended up giving up 12. They had one more later on in the ball game, as this one comes in for a strike. Along with that, they had four hit batters. Not allowed Wetumpka to really just get some cardio in off of the walks. The 3-1. Cut on there and fouled, it was a strike. They will get Zingson to third as he races over. The catcher lost it there in Jalen Sankey. Have not had a hit here in this inning, but Zingson, after the error, a stolen base, and then a wild pitch, has managed to find his way to third. Full count for Aiden Peak. Peak stands ready. Harrington fires inside for ball four. Our first walk of the afternoon. It will be Aiden Peak heading to first. Indians now with runners on the corners with one out. Brings up Connor Jacks.
13, Connor Jacks.
Remember, Jacks grounded out in the first inning. It was a bunt attempt with no one on that went to the pitcher Harrington. First pitch to him this time, ground ball to third that lost it. Shortstop picks it up, but they don't have a play to make. That hit brings home a run as Zingson will score. Jacks, I believe, will get credit for a base hit. There he will. Would have been a tough play to make for the third baseman. He caved into the infield there to try and go grab it. Couldn't do so.
Number 20, Kyle Richardson.
So Wetumpka puts up one run here. They lead it one zip. Kyle Richardson now, first pitch to him, he swings at. It takes a one-hop bounce to the shortstop, but he won't be able to make the throw. Kyle Richardson with a base hit now as well. Base is loaded for Wetumpka.
Number 12.
Things starting to pile up here against Park Crossing. You started off pretty strong on the mound. Potentially starting to see things unravel a little bit for the Thunderbirds. Just the one out. Base is loaded. Pitch here to Fawcett is launched to shallow center. It will drop. Wind caught hold of it a little bit there as it goes down. It's an RBI single for Logan Fawcett. Aiden Peak comes home, makes it 2-0 Indians. Felt like that had a lot more contact on it than it did. Kind of fell flat. I said the wind took it, but you know, the wind is actually pointing out towards right, like I mentioned earlier, so one of those hits that just sounded crisper than it ended up being.
Miller Lombardi
now in the batter's box. It's a pinch runner for Logan Fawcett as well. This is Cohen Bell. Pitch here goes outside to Lombardi. Cohen Bell was the pinch runner earlier for Logan Fawcett as well. Scored a run after Fawcett was walked earlier. The 1-0. Lombardi takes for a strike. So it's Bell who stands at first base. Kyle Richardson at second. Connor Jacks is at third. 1-1 count with one out. Pitch is outside. Indians leading it 2-0. This is kind of similar to what happened in that first inning of the opening game. Pitch goes low in LA that time, 3-1. Wetumpka had an out early on. Connor Jacks had a ground out, if I recall. Yeah, he had that ground out. That was what had the one, and then things just fell apart from there. This time to Lombardi, he pops one up. Third baseman racing in the foul territory will make the grab, and that is a big out that was just recorded by Caleb Perriman. Lombardi pops out, and that makes this a lot easier for Nick Harrington, who can try and get out of this jam. Peyton Dickey now stepping up. Bases are still loaded, but it's two outs, and Harrington can clear things up in a heartbeat. Dickey had a line out to center last time up. First pitch to him will break into the strike zone. The one to Dickey. Well inside. He had to get out of the box to avoid that. Dickey with a 520 average right now. Going into the day, he led the team in doubles with three. The 0-2 swung at. A high fly ball to left. They're racing in for it. It's the shortstop who backs up enough for it. Johnson makes the grab. Wetumpka manages to get two runs to come in off three hits. It was one error. They end up stranding runners on all three bases. 2-0. Indians lead it after the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Connected with Central Access, get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. It is a 2-0 ball game. Wetumpka with the upper hand right now over Park Crossing. And the Indians will try and continue to hold that lead as the Thunderbirds come up with Jalen Sankey batting second in the order. He'll lead off here in the fourth. He's got Andrew Lewis and Tristan Harrington due up behind him. The pitch there was low and away from the right-handed batter. 1-0 in the zone there.
Oh!
pitch swung at. This one will get through to left field, and a base hit now for Jalen Sankey. He has made it on twice this afternoon in this ball game. He was hit by a pitch in the first, and now he gets on off of a base hit. They will bring in a pinch runner for Park Crossing. It'll be Tyrese Morrow. So Morrow will take his place at first. Pitch here, a bunt from Andrew Lewis, picked up by the pitcher in Spencer Johnson. He makes the throw to first for the out. Sack bunt pays off, though, as Morrow advances to second.
Number 14, Tristan Harrington.
Tristan Harrington up now after the first out. Now with the runner at second. Johnson looks back. Now he fires. That one was low. One-o count for Tristan Harrington. As Spencer Johnson awaits, now he'll look back at second. Now deal. This one chopped towards the third baseman. He runs in for it. The throw on the run. Misfired. Park Crossing will score one off the error. Jalen Sankey comes home. And the runner advances to second as well. Harrington with a single. The throwing error manages to allow him to continue running to second. They may call this as a fielder's choice, but I don't quite know. They may say that he would have been taken out at first had the throw been accurate. Nick Harrington is up with a runner at second. Our new score is 2-1.
Number 12, Nick Harrington.
Harrington with the 0-1. Swings at this one. A ground ball that gets through. Another base hit now for the Thunderbirds, and they have runners on the corners. Well, this is a completely different tone than what we saw throughout that first game that really just got away from
15,
the Thunderbirds.
Caleb Harrington.
So it's Harrington's on each corner. Tristan Harrington is standing at third, while Nick is at first. I believe that we are calling that error against the third baseman from earlier, which is Connor Jacks. I am scoring it as a fielder's choice until I'm told otherwise. Caleb Perryman set to bunt, but first a throw to first that will not get him as Harrington gets back safely. Caleb Perryman was out on a pop-up to first in the second inning. He now pulls back a bunt, throw to second, couldn't get there. As they lost it on the throw, it allows a runner to come home. And that is exactly how Park Crossing drew that up, by the way. We are tied up two apiece now. And what they did there was they had the runner in Nick Harrington take off for second, knowing that Fawcett will throw to second. And if they do that, it easily allows the runner to come home from third. And Tristan Harrington did just that to score. And even this ball game up at two apiece. Harrington was safe anyway at second because the throw to Peyton Dickey, whether short or mishandled, was not received. Pitch here swung on and missed by Caleb Perryman. Count goes 1-1. Again, a completely different outlook to this game from what we saw in the opener. Johnson looks back. Now he'll throw for the out. Got him this time. What a play there from the pitcher, Spencer Johnson. He looks back, then he spins the opposite direction and makes the throw. It was the second baseman, Peyton Dickey, who raced over for the tag out there. That clears the bases and picks up the second out with a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Johnson. Got the zone and the strikeout. Spencer Johnson has had enough of it. He records the two outs himself to close out the top of the fourth. Park Crossing puts a couple up, but Johnson finds his groove back at the end of it. We're even, two apiece, heading to the bottom of the fourth on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
Our fourth inning is brought to you by Collier Ford. Tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs. Collier Ford makes buying easy with great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Stop by Collier Ford on Highway 231 in Wetumpka or shop online. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. We are all even now in this 2-2 ball game after Park Crossing just scored a pair moments ago, and that made things a little bit more interesting here for the Thunderbirds. For the Indians, it is Peyton Dickey who is up to bat now to start this bottom of the fourth. The pitch goes outside to him. Dickey with 1-0. Takes it outside. Pitch. Finding the zone that time. It's a 2-1 count for Peyton Dickey, who lined out in the second inning. This time he will swing and miss. Well, Wetumpka has been busy this week. We've covered that with the four total games being played, including the two today. 2-2 pitch. Just outside. Count goes full. Wetumpka has Prattville and Beauregard this week. Both games at home. That game against Prattville will be on Tuesday night at 6:30. Payoff pitch for Dickey. Takes, and he shouldn't have. It's a strike from Nick Harrington there. Dickey gets caught looking. Harrington with his fourth strikeout now to continue the upcoming schedule for Wetumpka. They'll have Beauregard on Thursday. That game also at 6:30 here at Bazemore Field. First pitch now to Thomas Zingson is in the zone, 0-1. Then Wetumpka gets a few days off. Of course, spring break coming up at the end of this week, the 0-1 count. is swung at, zings in to left field. This ball is fouled. Went all the way into that coffin corner, but just a little bit too far to the left there. Makes the count 0-2. During spring break, they'll get a couple days off, but then beginning March 25th, as Zingson fouls one back, they will have four games over 4 days, all at the Hoover Tournament. That should be some pretty good competition out in that area. Of course, you can expect teams like Hoover, Spain Park, among others. The 0-2 is downstairs. Thompson in the area out there. Not sure if they'll be competing in this tournament or not. 1-2. Hewitt Trustful is always a good one as well. Zingson continuing to battle. 1-2 pitch. Swung at, chopped foul. Nick Harrington ready to deal. Here it comes. Swung at again. Popped up to right this time. The first baseman gets under it, and Lewis makes the catch for the second out. Zingson pops out. That's two down now in this tie ball game. Bobo Browning on his way up. The righty batter. Indians with four hits so far compared to just two for Park Crossing. They'll try for one here. A chopper to short. Throw is not in time. It would have been a long throw to make there for Alex Johnson. And he couldn't do so. Browning with a base hit now. He stands at first. Goes back to the top of the order with Aiden Peek. Peek takes the first pitch. He flew out in the first. He was walked in the third inning. Wetumpka being caught sleeping a little bit here as Park Crossing has been able to get back into this. They answered the two runs that Wetumpka scored. Taking off here, but he'd have gotten there anyway. Bobo Browning got to second as he was trying to steal. Aiden Peek took a shot to the noggin there. Seems to be okay. Once again, he will head to first without recording a hit. Peek did the same earlier. Along with that double, he was walked in the first in the opening game. And now he's been walked and hit by a pitch here in game two.
Number 13, Connor Jacks.
It's Connor Jacks now, who has a base hit to his name, a single an inning ago. Pitch goes low and away. Big opportunity here for Wetumpka. With runners at first and second, we are tied up 2-2. Pitch hits the behind of Connor Jacks. He now heads to first. Another hit batter. Two in a row here for Nick Harrington. And the bases are now loaded.
Number 20, Kyle Richardson.
This is, again, kind of what we saw last inning, where Wetumpka had one out against them and then had a string of hits. They had three consecutive singles, but just could not do anything with it. There was an error in there as well that Zingson took advantage of. That was part of how they scored one of those two runs. Wetumpka with another chance here. Two outs, loaded bases. Pitch to Richardson is high and inside. Richardson had a single his last time up, and it helped to advance some runners in the process of scoring. He has a check swing there on a strike. Right now it's Jax at first, Peak at second, Bobo Browning at third. Remember, he had a base hit. This one to Richardson does not find the zone. It was a bit low. That makes our count 2-1. Richardson needs one here. Here it is. Outside, and a hitter's count with a chance to send in a run here. They'll try to pick off second, though Aiden Peak was not really even leading off. Everybody kind of just standing in place, not being aggressive in terms of base running, because you're not really going to try and steal with loaded bases anyway. 3-1 count for Kyle Richardson. Harrington's pitch. Got it dead center that time, 3-2. Found some juice on that one to make the count full with two outs. Big payoff coming. Swung on, driven to left field. This will drop for a base hit. It'll bring home at least two, and they'll hold there. Runners on the corners after a two RBI single for Kyle Richardson. Back-to-back base hits for the right fielder. Wetumpka tacks on two more. They scored two an inning ago. They now lead by two again. We've had two runs scored in each of the last three frames, including Park Crossing's two earlier this inning. Two outs, runners at first and third. Logan Fawcett due up now. First pitch to him, taken. They will allow Kyle Richardson to race over to second. Indians pulled that same move that Park Crossing did earlier, trying to catch them throwing for second to allow another run to come home. The 1-0, low and away. Two runs coming in off the bat of Kyle Richardson. He's had three total hits over the two ball games today, along with being walked twice. 2-0 inside of Fawcett. Both runners in scoring position now at second and third, with a chance to see the bases get loaded again for Logan Fawcett. Depending on this 3-0 pitch, which is on the way. At time, low. And Fawcett will jog it over to first base. The bags are loaded up once again. That, of course, will bring in a pinch runner for Fawcett once more. Cohen Bell enters again in his place. Miller Lombardi coming up, and this is the second time in the last two innings that Lombardi has been up to bat with loaded bases. The last time up, he had a pop-up to third that actually ended the inning. Looking for a little bit of redemption here. First pitch to Lombardi is a strike. In fairness to Lombardi, he did also have a single in the second, so he has had his contribution today. This would be a bigger one, though. The 0-1 is fouled. An 0-2 count for Lombardi, and now he needs to be careful here with the two outs already. Lombardi, the lefty batter, waits. Here it comes. Swung at. This is popped up again towards third. And getting to it and making the catch is Caleb Perriman. Same situation, same result, unfortunately, for Miller Lombardi. He pops up. That strands runners on all three bases, but the Indians score two more. They lead it 4-2. Good guys on top here after four on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. Or for a quote today.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Visit First Community Bank today. Let's do life together. The very first pitch a moment ago of this inning comes in for a strike. It's against Amir Pickett, who leads off for Park Crossing in this 4-2 ball game. The 0-1 is low and away there. In our Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, I'm Gavin Baxley. The Indians have the two-run advantage. 1-1 pitch. Bunted foul. Here in the top of the fifth, what has been a much more competitive ball game than what we saw in the opener. This time a wave and a miss and a strikeout recorded by Spencer Johnson. First time in a while, but he's had plenty. That was number 8 for Johnson. Pickett takes a seat after being struck out for the second time this afternoon. Cameron Glider, the center fielder, comes up now with one out. First pitch to him on the opposite end of the river. Again, two runs scored in each of the last three frames dating back to the bottom of the third, as that pitch was outside again, 2-0.
Like soccer, it's so hectic. It's like, yeah. For spring break.
Now the 2-0 pitch. Popped up, back and foul. Two-one, just catches that outside corner. I want to remind you of some of our Indians in the NCAA. As a pitch comes in, a check swing there. Fawcett will make the tag after what was called a fair bunt. It was scooped up. He made the tag there, no problem.
Number 4, Brandon Glider.
Glider is out. That's number 2. And as I was saying, Ty Brooks, Jackson Scheinflew, two class of 23 graduates competing with the South Alabama Jaguars as this pitch is now lined to center field. McGuire gets it to fall, and a base hit there for Bray McGuire puts him at first. South Alabama was able to come away with a win last night against Louisiana in the first game of conference play for the Sun Belt. Ty Brooks, a shortstop, while Jackson Scheinflew is a pitcher. We've seen Scheinflew serve as both a starter and a bullpen guy over the last couple of seasons. First pitch here is a ball. The throw to second, or pardon, throw to first for a pickoff attempt, unsuccessful.
Number one, Alex Johnson.
As McGuire still stands at first. Alex Johnson with a 1-0 count. He marks the top of the order for Park Crossing. Pitch comes in. This one is lifted to right center. Everybody racing in. It's the right fielder who gets to it. That's Kyle Richardson as he manages the third out. Park Crossing with a base hit. They strand him at second, though. It's still 4-2. Wetumpka leads midway through five on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. We're in the bottom of the fifth here. It is 4-2. Wetumpka with the advantage, looking to continue to push that advantage. They will make a change on the mound here for Park Crossing. It was Nick Harrington, and now it is his brother Tristan Harrington who will step up to the mound instead. Trying to see where they put Nick at, because Tristan was originally the second baseman, I believe. Well, no, scratch that. They have not put, let's see, they have moved Caleb Perryman to second. Perryman, the second baseman, while Nick Harrington will take third instead. And so that straightened things out just a tad bit. It will be Peyton Dickey who will lead off in the fifth inning here. Asher Nobles and Thomas Zingson set to bat behind him. Dickey so far is 0-2, line out and a strikeout in the second and fourth innings. He will swing at the first pitch and miss. The 0-1 pitch was outside there. One count. Pitches away that time to make it 2-1. Well, remember, Wetumpka got the run rule win after five last time. This pitch, I thought, was going to hit the batter in Peyton Dickey. It apparently did not. It went over his back as he crouched down to avoid it. It's a 3-1 count. This game has been much closer than the last. This time, it's a swing and a drive to center. Diving effort, not good enough. Glider couldn't scoop it up. And that is a base hit now for Peyton Dickey. Dickey stands at first base, taking advantage of the new pitcher. As Tristan Harrington gives up a base hit on his first batter face. Now Asher Noble's coming up, looking to do the same after starting off 0-for-2 here. They tried the pickoff at first, no good there. Noble's has been struck out both appearances in this game. He will take a pitch now for a ball. One count for Asher Nobles. Pitch outside, taking off and sliding in. Not sliding, he'll just casually walk in. It is Peyton Dickey who advances to second. Thought he may have gone for a slide, but the throw was off target enough that there was really no need. Took the attention off of Asher Nobles for a moment, as now there's a runner standing at second base, but Nobles with a 2-0 count after that ball a moment ago. Outfield will crowd in on second base to maybe look for that steal or pickoff attempt. Pitch came in and was outside there, 3-0. Park Crossing does not move their field a lot. They don't really seem to shift very often. They do have the infield again, second and short. A little bit closer towards second as this pitch is misfired. A four-pitch walk there for Asher Nobles. Nobles at first with a man at second in Peyton Dickey. Thomas Zingson now, who reached earlier off an error. First pitch to him in the dirt. Well, Park Crossing pitchers have struggled against Wetumpka today. I've covered the multitude of walks in the earlier ball game, but there was a silver lining there when Andrew Lewis came in. That kind of limited the production of Wetumpka, as this pitch is waved on and missed by Zingson. The final pitcher to come in for Park Crossing in the earlier game was Andrew Lewis. He had three innings pitched, gave up five hits, two runs, but in comparison to 15 total, it's not terrible. A walk and four strikeouts in the process of that. The 1-1 is inside. They called that for a strike. Zingson was almost hit by it. Shortstop is calling for it right now at second. Alex Johnson came in and was calling for it so much so that he stood directly in front of the runner as a pitch comes in and hits Thomas Zingson. So he will now take to first, and the bases are loaded with no outs for Wetumpka.
Number 17, Bumpo.
As I was saying a moment ago, though, it was Alex Johnson. He was standing in front of the second base runner right now, which is Asher Nobles. Peyton Dickey is at third. First pitch to Bobo Browning, low and away. Ended up retreating, never did get that throw to come as a ball was pitched instead. It's a 1-0 count for Browning, who is 1-for-2 today. Pitch inside there. Had a single in the fourth inning. And as I was saying about the pitching, it was Lewis that managed those four strikeouts. That was the only four for Park Crossing last game. This time a pitch is laced to center field. Bobo Browning gets one to drop. It'll score two more runs for the Indians. Put runners on the corners as well. The Indians are piling it on now. 6-2. No outs. They can continue to put the pressure on here in the bottom of the fifth. A two RBI single for Bobo Browning. Peyton Dickey scored. Asher Nobles scored. Thomas Zingson now stands at third base. They will have a conversation on the mound here for a moment. The head coach for Park Crossing is Mitchell Joyner. He's in his, I believe, third season with Park Crossing. 2-0 count. Beg your pardon. The scoreboard's not been updated. Aiden Peake is coming up here in a moment. Bobo Browning just got on to first. I mentioned the scoring of the previous game and the pitching performance from Lewis, and it kind of mirrors what Nick Harrington was able to do. Over four innings, he gave up six hits and four runs, three of which were earned. He had two walks and four strikeouts. Tristan Harrington has come in, has yet to record an out so far, as they just had that meeting. He's allowed two runs to score with runners on the corners, and again, no outs so far. Aiden Peake with a big opportunity here as Wetumpka gets to a good spot in the batting order at the top of it, with Peake, Jackson, Richardson still yet to come in this inning. First pitch to Peake, cut on, and this one goes straight to the third baseman, who hesitates, didn't make the throw to first, and now runners advancing even further. They'll come all the way home now. This is Browning coming to home. He gets there. Goodness. It was Caleb Perriman who had it. He pump faked, wasn't sure where to throw it, throws to first, it wasn't caught by Andrew Lewis. And so Bobo Browning, who had already made it to second base, then took the chance to go to third, and then saw that they were taking so long to pick it up, he makes it all the way around and scores instead. It is 7-2. The runner was safe at first as well. That's Aiden Peake, because of the hesitation and then the misfire as well. I said 7-2. It is 8-2. Both runs scored that were on the corners a moment ago. And there's still a runner at first as well. So Peake stands at first. It's Connor Jacks who is ready for this at bat. Wetumpka leading by six. Little ways to go still, but remember, if Wetumpka can lead by 10 at the end of five, that would be a run rule. Still has some work to do to get to that, but with no runs or no outs so far, it is somewhat feasible. Jax now rips one to center field. It will drop in front of Glider, which allows the runner to advance all the way to third. Peake standing at third. Jax with a single. He's at first. Wetumpka having no problem in the batter's box right now. This is the seventh batter coming up of this inning, Kyle Richardson. And of the first six, there have been four base hits along with a walk and a hit batter. Taking off for second and getting there is Connor Jacks. He steals second base. The first pitch was a ball. Now Richardson chops one towards short, who fumbles it. Johnson couldn't keep it. And that allows Richardson to get on at first base. Aiden Peake comes home as well, makes it 9-2. And again, runners on the corners for Wetumpka. They will call that an error against the shortstop. Logan Fawcett back up to bat here. He'll swing at the first pitch. A shallow pop-up here. Center fielder races in, and Glider makes the catch. They throw all the way to home to make sure nobody advances. So Fawcett gets caught with the first out of this frame.
Number six.
Runners still remain on the corners for Wetumpka with a now 7-run advantage. And so if Lombardi could send one home, or if he could come home himself, he would be the run rule runner. That is, it would put Wetumpka up by 10 if Lombardi scored. Did just have Kyle Richardson take off for second and get there safely. So both runners in scoring position now as the pitch comes in there for ball two. It's a 2-0 count. Now with Connor Jacks at third, Kyle Richardson at second. Pitch to Lombardi, swung at, laced right over the head of the pitcher. That'll bring home two more runs here. Lombardi standing at first. A two RBI single now, the second hit of this ball game for Miller Lombardi.
Number two.
And now it becomes much more realistic to get that potential run rule that I mentioned earlier. Lombardi has to score, and that would end the afternoon. We have gone completely through the order here. Peyton Dickey is back up to bat. He started all this with a single. First pitch to him is a strike, racing for second. Not getting there is Lombardi. And that may have crushed the hopes of the run rule for the moment as the bases are cleared. That's two outs. Life gets a lot tougher now. Peyton Dickey. Awaits his first pitch, or pardon, second pitch. It is an 0-1 count. This time going low and outside. Already 7 runs scored in this inning. Pitch goes above the head of Peyton Dickey. The 2-1. Low and inside. Hitters count here for Dickey. Pitch cannot find the zone. And again, that run rule runner takes the first. Now it is Peyton Dickey. Asher Nobles coming up now with the runner at first. Thunderbirds will take a moment and talk things over, have a dialogue at the mound. Coach Joyner will not come out. And seems like they are sticking with Tristan Harrington through the rest of this game, or at least the rest of this inning. Is it in there? Asher Nobles has 9 RBIs this season. He was walked and scored a run earlier. Pitch came in there low. Makes it a 1-0 count. Pickoff attempt at first, but able to get back safely is Dickey. One-oh pitch, high and outside, racing for second, sliding in safely is Dickey. A stolen base now for him, and he's in scoring position. Again, on what would be the walk-off run for a run rule victory would be the second of the day, the fourth of the season, both of which came last Saturday. This pitch goes well inside. It is wild. And I think they actually walked in there. Yeah, they did. So that was ball four. And a lot of commotion there with the stolen base. Got off count for a moment. Asher Nobles now stands at first. Peyton Dickey at second. Thomas Zingson is back up again with two outs here, but runners at first and second. Pitch low and away there. Indians trying to send everyone home before the dinner bell rings here. One oh. At the feet of Zingson. He's lucky that breaking ball did what it was supposed to, because it looked like it was on track to hit Zingson in the torso and dropped at his feet instead. 2-0. Outside, out of the glove here, and that allows another advanced runner here. They get both to second and third. Dickey at third and Nobles at second. And so that means that Peyton Dickey is just a few strides away from touching home plate and ending things early. First a 3-0 count, though, for Zingson. He will take for a ball and walk to first. Base is loaded now with 3 consecutive walks. And so Bobo Browning will come up now and either end the ball game early or send us to the next inning. Just one run away from a run rule victory. Tristan Harrington ready for it. Pitch. Browning fouls. One count. Browning takes on a pitch that was again at his back. He ducked under it. 1-1. Browning with base hits on each of his last two appearances, including once this inning with the 2 RBI single. The 1-1 popped up here towards first. The stave failed to communicate. He didn't catch it. How about that? Park Crossing couldn't hang on to it, and that will end it. An error for Park Crossing's Andrew Lewis. He dropped it, and that allows the final run to score. Peyton Dickey comes home, makes it 12-2 final on what should have been a routine pop-up that would have continued to extend this ball game. Indians get the win. 12-2, our final tally, 9 hits for Wetumpka with 1 error, Park Crossing with 4 hits, 3 errors, and a 12-2 final score. The winning pitcher for Game 2 is Spencer Johnson, who finished with 8 strikeouts to his name in this one. heck of a day for Spencer Johnson, who got his first ever start as a pitcher. I said eight. I was miscounting. Five innings pitched, three hits, two runs. Neither were earned. 10 strikeouts from Spencer Johnson, getting his first career start and first career win as the pitcher for the Indians. Park Crossing, the loss goes against Nick Harrington with four innings pitched, six hits, four runs, three were earned, two walks, and four strikeouts. Wetumpka moves now to 10-2 on the year. Park Crossing falls to 2-13. The Thunderbirds will head to Prattville on Monday. They'll play them on the road at 4:30, while Wetumpka will also have Prattville up next. That'll be on Tuesday at 6:30. I guess the Indians are hoping Park Crossing can rough up the Lions a little bit before we get our chance at them on Tuesday. I'm Gavin Baxley. The final score again for the final time is 12-2. Our next broadcast will be Wetumpka and Prattville on Tuesday night. That game beginning at 6:30 will be on the air about 10 minutes prior. Mitch Petrie will have the call of that one. Appreciate everyone tuning in for this doubleheader. Final score, 12-2. Wetumpka Indians baseball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.